Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The mayor of the Northern California town of Weed, Kim Green, was among those who were forced to flee as flames ripped through a neighborhood, destroying about 100 homes and other buildings.
I just saw flames, and I just got the people out of the center, and we went the other direction.
It's not the first time a devastating wildfire has hit Weed. The town has seen three major fires since 2014. This latest one, known as the Mill Fire, has burned about 4,200 acres and is about 25% contained this morning. Meanwhile, excessive heat warnings remain in effect in California, and the National Weather Service says records for heat could be broken today in the western U.S. Temperatures expected to remain in record territory through at least midweek. Climate change set new records in 2021. According to a report from federal scientists, heat-trapping gases reached the highest level in the last million years. NPR's Lauren Sommer has more.
After a COVID-19 lull, transportation and industry revved up in 2021. That led to the highest concentration of greenhouse gases yet, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those gases are trapping heat around the planet, which led to temperatures half a degree warmer compared to the average over the last 30 years. It also means the last 7 years have been the hottest 7 years since record keeping began. 2021 also saw extreme heat waves and melting of polar ice, something scientists expect to get worse as temperatures continue to climb. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
The water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi is showing signs of easing. Officials say nearly all city residents now have water pressure, but the water is still not safe to drink or cook with. Residents are under a boil water notice. Heavy rains a week ago sparked flooding that overwhelmed Jackson's water system. President Biden is set to attend a groundbreaking ceremony later this week for the Intel Corporation's planned $20 billion semiconductor plant in Ohio. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that Biden has been supporting the effort as part of plans to address the national chip shortage.
President Biden has been pushing for more manufacturing of semiconductors in the United States. Last month, he signed into law new plans to pump more than $50 billion into research and manufacturing of semiconductor chips. On Friday, Biden will travel to Ohio, where he'll visit the Intel manufacturing complex outside of Columbus, which he says will create 3,000 jobs. Intel has said its initial $20 billion investment in the semiconductor facility could grow to $100 million if Congress passed the legislation, which it did. The White House says Biden will speak on rebuilding American manufacturing through the bipartisan law. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has lost its connection to the last remaining external power line that supplies electricity to the grid, but that the facility is still connected through a reserve line. The plant has become one of the focal points of Russia's war in Ukraine. Experts from the IAEA arrived at Zaporizhzhia last week. Both sides blame the other for attacks on the plant. With more rain in the forecast, the U.S. Border Patrol is warning people to avoid trying to cross the Rio Grande. At least 9 migrants died trying to cross the river near Eagle Pass, Texas last week. 37 others were rescued. Wall Street is heading into a shortened holiday week with a focus mainly on signals from the Federal Reserve. NPR's Rafael Nam reports that Fed Chair Jerome Powell will be speaking at another conference, and what he has to say could have further ripple effects.
Powell will appear at an event by the Cato Institute on Thursday, just a couple of weeks after he made clear in a speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, that the Fed was ready to act aggressively to bring down inflation. That speech led to a big sell-off in Wall Street. This time around, markets will be keen to see if he comments on the most recent monthly employment report. That data showed a solid increase in the number of jobs added, but not so big as to spark even more inflation fears. The Fed holds its next policy meeting later this month. The big question is whether the central bank will raise interest rates by half a percentage point or by even more. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.